Welcome back to Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO. Great conversation with Doug Lear of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department in the first segment of our show, talking about me catfishing. I always love talking about me, and I always love talking about fishing and combining me and catfishing talk. That's a pretty good combination, but I did have a great time on the Red River, caught some awfully nice cats, and I would recommend to anybody to get out and try it. But let's change gears now and go northwest of Fargo-Moorhead and get up to Devil's Lake, and check in with our good friend Jeff Katzer out of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats. And Jeff's appearance is every week sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Or should I say Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Jeff Katzer. How's your coverage doing? Are you well covered? Are you covered up now or what?
I'm covered up now, sprayed down, ready to go. I am in transit, as we could say. I pulled over so we could do this along Highway 14 here, going down to the Bismarck area, taking my puppy dogs, Cooper and Mason, down there to the absolute gun dog place, because they are absolutely gun dogs, and they're going to have a little vacation while April Hunter and I have a little vacation going over to Wisconsin.
Oh, so the dogs are kind of going away to get out of your hair for a while. Is that?
Yeah. We rented a nice little house on the lake in northern Wisconsin just to get away from it. I gotta do a little fishing. I haven't
You don't fish enough in your real life.
No. I had a gentleman, Greg from Michigan. We won't use his last name. He was in my boat. He goes, you know, I listen to that McFeely character every day. I go, hey, how do I sound on McFeely? And he kind of chuckled. I go, well, I don't sound weird or anything. Do I sound informative? He goes, you know what? When I first heard you, you sound a little rednecky to me. Like, oh, really? Cool. So I hope that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's an insult to you, is it? I think that's...
No. I said, well, geez, Greg, I hunt and fish for a living. If that don't say redneck, I don't know what it does.
That's exactly
right. I cut my grass the other day, and I found a Camaro front yard up on the block. He kind of gave us a good thumbs up. I was pretty impressed with that. He goes, you know, when I first heard you on there, and for the people of Minnesota that have never been to Devil's Lake, and by the way, I had Greg and his two grandsons out the other day, and less than an hour, we were done. Beautiful. He goes, you know, I listen to you say that all the time, and for the people that don't believe you, they should come and do this, because it sounds unbelievable. How can you be done with all those big walleyes so quick? Our fishing has been outstanding. It's been, I think it was Braden, his youngest grandchild, 13 3/4 inch perch.
Jeez. Nice.
Yeah, on the old gulp. And pulling spinners, same thing, same MO. Some guys are kind of going over to the pulling of the crankbaits. Selmos, number fives. And they've been doing good doing that. And I'm still doing the same thing, pulling spinners and gulp. 6 to 8 feet of water still. Our water temperature is right around the 75, 76 degree temperature range, which to me, I think is a little low. Normally we're in the upper, it's not by far, upper 70s, low 80s at this time. Surface water temp now I'm talking about, not down 10 feet. I have heard, and well, I do know for a fact, that some of the guys are getting some really nice eyes and they're picking up some perch on some deep rock piles in the 20 to 30 foot range, and they're just jigging a leech with a jig in these areas. The bridges too have been doing the same thing, doing some jigging, catching their eyes, and a couple bonus round perch. So here it is, the end of July, we're already perch talking.
Yeah, no kidding. I talked to somebody yesterday regarding walleye fishing on Devil's Lake, and they continue to talk about how using jigging wraps on deep rock piles is still catching fish. And I don't know if, I know you haven't probably had the opportunity to do that because you're out guiding, but I've heard that's catching some nicer fish.
It does. I believe it's number seven jigging wraps in that, any kind of a perch pattern. I'm watching the guys do it. Unfortunately, it's something that I have enough faith in doing it by myself, but I don't have enough faith in for the people that have come here. I mean, we have people here right now from France.
Really?
Yeah. And remember, I took the Japanese guys out a while ago.
Yes. So
I don't have enough confidence in that to do that with clients. If I had some absolute walleye pros that wanted me to take them out, I I'd go right over and do that right away. I mean, people that do this, like you, or Brewer, or Angry, or
sure.
somebody like that. But for just a simple presentation that we can bring mom and grandma and grandpa or the grandkids out, dude, this is just an easy thing. And Uncle Ron Ellis, friend of the show, friend of the resort, has been bobber fishing still in two different areas in the lake and still getting them, like, by the bucket load. So, and he, too, is picking up a perch here and there.
Amazing. So, I mean, just yep. amazing. I also talked to somebody who had spoken with a fisheries biologist, and so I'm getting this second or third hand, so do with it what you will, but they were telling me that the fisheries biologists up there are telling people, don't feel bad about keeping the 17, 18-inch fish. Keep them. Keep your limit. Catch them. Eat them. Everything's fine because there's such a huge population of those fish in the lake right now that they're actually worried about them all growing up at the same time and to be 22, 23, 25-inch fish, and then they feel like it might be an unbalanced fishery at that point.
What a problem to have.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it really is. And I'm, you know, they were spot on last year with the perch prediction. They couldn't have been more right. And I believe from what I've seen, I absolutely believe them now. I mean, it's just absolutely going just crazy. And all the fish are so fat. I mean, I hear that every day with people. My God, these things are like footballs. And when you clean them, all that white stuff in their bellies, that's fat. I mean, I've never seen a walleye with that. And you know what? I got a great question. I'd love to ask one of the biologists, if we ever have him on or if you talk to him, what's going on with the northern pike? We have got, did you see that one that we caught with no upper jaw?
Yes, I did see that. Yep. That was
it
odd.
It was weird. And that was actually in good shape body-wise. We didn't keep it. We're getting a lot of these pike. They're all head and like just a little slithering eel type of body
yeah.
to them.
Yep.
And I don't know what's going on. There's just a lot of them though.
Hmm. Jeffrey, we're short on time, so I need to let you go. Get back on the road, drive safe, and enjoy your time away. Okay?
10-4 will do. Everybody be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. We talked to a couple of other people this week, including Randy Kreil and a DNR biologist in Minnesota talking about the deer populations there. We talked about that on my daily show. We're going to replay both those interviews in the next half hour of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Don't go away. Lots of good stuff coming up. See you. And she thinks we're just fishing.